halftime at the Panther Pit. Boys score, West Bend Mallard 23, Storm Lake St. Mary's 17. But let's rewind and recap our girls game from earlier, a 37-31 Storm Lake St. Mary's victory. And first up on headset is going to visit with all three of the St. Mary's seniors. Right now we have Olivia Shaler, and maybe we'll get a quick word from Coach Varner as well if we have time. But Olivia, what did you take away from tonight's win?
It felt really good to have our first win tonight, and I think our defense helped a lot. We played really good defense, and we've been practicing really hard, and I think it's all starting to pay off.
What have you especially emphasized on the defensive side of the ball?
We wanted to put more pressure on the ball to create more turnovers, and I think we did a really good job of doing that. And I just think working on defense and just pressure.
Exactly. So, Olivia, you had 12 points, and all of those coming in the first half, and they found you on the breakaways down court a lot of times. Is that really is what got you going tonight? Is that something you've been felt you could take advantage of tonight especially?
Yeah, for sure, because they were pressing us, and so that opened up a lot of opportunities, and our offense created a lot of easy layups and open block shots.
Anything else you've been especially focused on in your individual game this year?
I've been focusing a lot on defense for sure, and moving my feet more, not trying not to foul.
Well, it came together tonight in the first victory of the season, and we were talking a little bit beforehand. You're one of the crew still to work on Santa's Secret Workshop up on the north branch of Citizens First National Bank. For those not familiar, it's a great thing for the youngsters. Remind us what this is all about.
Yeah, so we have kids come in, and they have like a money limit that they spend. And so we have gifts for boys and girls and then parents. And so the kids just come around and they pick out. It's really cool because they get to pick out their own gifts, and it makes them all excited. And so we take them and wrap them up for them and send them on their way.
Awesome. Did you shop Santa's Secret Workshop when you were younger?
I did not, but
well, it's really
a great
cool
idea.
Working it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, senior, what are your plans for after high school?
I'm going to Iowa State, and I'm going to major in psychology.
Awesome. Olivia Shaler, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's. Who's next on the roster list? Callie Getch. Callie. All right. Callie, what did Coach tell you after tonight's game? What was Coach's message in the locker room to you ladies?
He was very impressed with our defense because that was something we work on very hard. So he was very impressed with our hustle and that we took away a lot of like their passes and stuff and got a lot of steals. So
yeah, I should point out all three of you ladies are in the spirit of things tonight with the ugly sweaters. I love it. I bet you're going to have that on Christmas Day too, right?
Yeah.
Very good. And so, Callie, what has been really at the top of your list as far as individual focus goes this year? Defense especially?
Yeah, I've tried working harder on defense. Our offense is, like, coming more as a team. But, like, personally, I've been trying to work on defense because, I don't know, it's defense wins games is always kind of the motto. So, like, just trying to take away, like, from other people, like the ball and stuff. So, working on that.
Yeah. What did you see in the first half, especially as West Bend Mallard had control of things for pretty much the whole first quarter, but you went on a 12-0 run to gain control for what turned out to be the remainder. What did you see there in the first half to really get you going?
I don't know, like, we kind of knew, like, we had to, like, pick up our pace a little bit with them because they were more of a fast-paced people as we were, I don't know, we like to slow it down, so we knew we had to pick up our pace.
All right, so visiting with Callie Getch, so you've worked Santa Secret Workshop as well. You did you do it for the Miracle on Lake Avenue last night?
No, we were actually in the parade for dance, so I didn't work it last night.
Oh, okay, and so the parade go accordingly?
Yeah, it was really cold, but we definitely made it through.
It's been colder, I remember, in the last couple 3 years ago. It was like around zero, so it could have been worse.
Yeah.
So what are your post-high school plans?
I plan on attending the University of South Dakota and major in nursing.
Callie Getch, thanks a lot for stopping up. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And now let's, last but not least, turn it over to Abby Jones had 4 points tonight in the St. Mary's victory. And Abby, let's get your thoughts on tonight's win.
I think we played pretty good as a team today. We had a pretty good team defensive effort all game long. Even though we were playing a man, we had some pretty good help defense throughout. I think that's what kind of put us over the edge to take the win.
Now, with only, I'm wondering about this, with only 6 players on the roster, does that limit some of your aggressiveness at times, or how do you handle things knowing that you have don't have much of a bench to work with?
Well, a lot of times fouls come into play, so we got to be really smart in making sure none of our starters or anybody on the team fouls out. So a lot of times we'll switch who we're guarding depending on who has the most fouls. And a lot of times you just have to be really smart about when you're going to be aggressive and when you're just going to relax a little bit.
I'm wondering who on the team is the biggest vocal leader. Who's really not afraid to speak up?
Well, if I'm going to be honest, it's probably our coach, Coach Posey.
Oh, yeah? All right. The assistant.
Yeah.
All right. But among the players?
Among the players? Yeah. I don't know. We're all pretty vocal. I mean,
who's the biggest jokester among you ladies? Who can really get a laugh out of everybody? Is it you? They're all pointing at you, Abby.
Either
really?
Me or Ariana Elsden. She can be.
Ariana?
Crack a joke every once in a while.
All right, sweet. And so, senior year, how's it going for yourself? Has high school really, can you believe you're at this point in your high school days?
No, it feels like the whole thing went by pretty fast.
Yeah, well, what class that you're taking now do you get the most enjoyment out of?
Most enjoyment? Well, I'm taking psychology right now, which is, I enjoy that one.
That's something you want to pursue after high school?
Oh, probably not.
Don't enjoy it that much. And so what are you thinking come college?
Good question. I don't really know where I'm going
Undecided. Yet. Well, hey, for now, enjoy tonight's win, Abby Jones. Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, and well, we got, let's get a comment from your head coach. Thanks again, girls. Coach Derek Varner, you went on that 12-0 run in the first half. The offense slowed up in the second half, but Lizzie Lenhart, let's point out, had a big game with a team-high 20 points, a game-high 20, and had some big baskets for you down the stretch and enabled you to hang on for tonight's win. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was we took advantage of their press. Got a lot of turnovers. Olivia, she's got quick hands, forced a lot of turnovers. I think she got like 12 right away in the game, and that kind of jump started us. Came out in the second half, we were a little bit playing not to lose, and we slowed it down a little bit, and we stopped focusing on what we were trying to do. We're on defense a little bit. We're trying to jump and get too many steals, and we're letting them get easy buckets. But then we eased into the half, and went back to the fundamentals, went back to the basics, and hung on to get the win.
Get one in the win column.
Yep.
As next on Tuesday, you play at Sioux Central. They've got a couple of players at least doing some nice things. You haven't been here that long, obviously. First year of teaching. Have you been able to kind of get a hold on things as far as the scouting of the opposition and kind of getting a feel for things there by now?
Yeah, me and Coach Posey, we've been trying to make it to as many games as we can. You know, in between practices and games, we've been, trying to go and scout and watch them, and we have seen them a couple times, and so we're going to try to get the players as best prepared as we can, and that's, it's all we can do as coaches, is just try to find out what they like to do, and make a game plan.
See you there Tuesday on Mix 101.7 from Sioux Rapids. Coach Farner, thanks to you and the ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank
you.
Thanks
for stopping up. St. Mary's girls defeat West Bend Mallard 37-31.